If we do something that's wrong, if we make a mistake, if we let someone down, hopefully we'll want to put things right. We'll want to admit our mistakes, say we're sorry, and put things right. I've brought along with me this morning a few things which we use to put things right. Anyone tell me what this is? Any of our youngsters with us? Or am I just embarrassing you? I'm just embarrassing you. Right, Philip. An eraser, right, yes. I would have called it a rubber, but perhaps eraser's a posh word that people born and brought up in the South use. Right. Yeah, so if we make a spelling mistake, particularly with a pencil, we'll try and rub it out. And this, a sponge, yes. Yeah, so if someone spills a drink on your new dining room carpet, you might well dash to the kitchen, get the sponge, and sponge it away. And this, glue, that's right, glue, yes. So if you break something, there's some things you can repair with glue. And this, a box of chocolates, yes, that's right. Yeah, and so, well, maybe if a husband lets down his wife or does something that annoys his wife, he will come and give her a box of chocolates to try and put things right. And so, if we do something wrong, make a mistake, let other people down, it's good to try and put things right, to say we're sorry and make amends. And it's the same with God. If we commit a sin, if we offend against God, let's try and put things right with God. Let's say we are sorry, confess our sins. And one of the things that we need to know, of course, is that our God is a loving and forgiving God and forgives our sins. Kate, you're doing coffee this morning, aren't you? Perhaps you could put these out with the coffee and people can help themselves. And that includes people who didn't answer any of the questions as well.